Well, there are some interesting details surrounding the world's fourth richest man, Bill Gates, and his divorce to wife Melinda. On the line, Harley Carnes from the US. Good morning to you, Harley.
Good morning. Good morning, Ben. Yeah, a couple of details that I found very interesting. First of all, they have about $133 billion in net worth. And the word is they already know what they're going to do with it. So when you hear that Bill and Melinda Gates are going to get a divorce and you start thinking about Jeff Bezos and juicy, 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 this ought to be great for the tabloids. Turns out that's probably not going to be the case. They have a separation agreement. They kind of know what they're going to do. There wasn't a prenup. It's literally what they call a separation agreement, so they know what they're going to have. They're both going to be just fine when they're done. One of the family lawyers said uber-wealthy people are super rich for a reason. They know what to spend money on and what not to, and divorce is not something to spend a fortune on. The other thing I found was very interesting, and you have to take yourself back a number of years, that Bill had an interesting deal with Melinda. Once a year, he would spend a weekend with his old girlfriend.
What?
At a cozy beach cottage. That's right. Which is a pretty good deal, I guess, for Bill. I mean, on the other hand, think about it for just a second. If you are Melinda and you're an employee and you work for Bill Gates, who at the time was, I think, the richest man in the entire world, and he says to you, well, honey, I'm going to marry you, but once a week or once a year, I'm going to spend a weekend with my girlfriend, you know, Anne Winblad. What are you going to say? I mean, and there's billions in it for you, by the way. I can say, you know, I kind of like Anne. I think she's kind of cool.
Well, I can tell you a good one just about Bill Gates. I met a bloke who drives water taxis on Sydney Harbour one day, and I said, who's the most famous person you've ever taken around Sydney Harbour? And he said, well, I didn't know who it was at the time, but I was ferrying this guy and his wife and his family around for about a week or so around Sydney Harbour. He was such a lovely guy, and I was chatting to him, and he was so polite and decent. And after a day or so, I said to someone, he looks familiar. Who is that guy? It was Bill Gates.
Wow, isn't that something? Well, I mean, Bill's a different guy, that's for sure. I mean, he's definitely a techie nerd. He said one of the great things about Anne Winblad is that we can play putt-putt while discussing biotechnology. Now, that's a night out on the town that we all want to go to.
Yeah, sure. Now, listen, there's some good news for people in your neighborhood, New Jersey, because there's a new incentive to have the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, in New Jersey, nobody wants to take the vaccine, or I say a lot of people don't want to. Here's a little contrast, by the way. I'll toss it in. It takes about 5 seconds. In Florida, the governor has lifted all remaining COVID restrictions. So it's a very different world in Florida compared to New Jersey. Now, New Jersey's governor, Phil Murphy, figures a little bribery might go a long way toward getting people to take a shot. There are 13 breweries, beer makers, here in New Jersey, so he's made a deal with them. If you get a shot and you've got your little card, you can take it to one of the bars served by one of these breweries, and you can have a free beer. any reason for a free beer. I would figure, though, it'd be worth at least two beers. But there you go.
It might just work. You had me at free beer. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Harley Carnes joining us from the U.S.